This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 31st of October 2021. Today is the Club Focus Edition, and again we have a bumper crop of news about clubs and their activities. Boo! It's Halloween apparently, but that's not a big thing here in VK land. News West this weekend was produced in our Augusta studio with views over the Southern Ocean and the Blackwood River. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News, an amateur radio club which is incorporated in Western Australia. Our news is aimed at the VK6 call area, however, we do reach a wider audience across Australia and globally. Our website is vk6.net. Check it out.
The Perth Tech raffle draw was on Saturday the 23rd of October, which you may recall was the planned date for Perth Tech, which was postponed due to COVID. The draw took place after the WA Amateur Radio News Incorporated annual general meeting. We were delighted to have 20 members and guests in attendance at the Gidgeganup Recreation Club in the Perth Hills on a lovely sunny spring day. The raffle draw. First prize, an ICOM 705 portable SDR radio and backpack won by Gusty, VK6 Whiskey Bravo. Gus was thrilled to hear of his win, saying it was his first time he's won anything. Second prize, an MFJ antenna analyzer was won by Fred, VK6 Uniform Mike Hotel. Third prize, a Comet GP 15 tri-band antenna was won by Chris, VK6 Zulu Charlie. Results have been posted to the VK6.net website. Congratulations to all the winners and to all those who bought tickets. Thanks for your support. The funds raised will be used to stage Perth Tech 2022 with a vengeance.
In this Club Focus series, I've talked about many aspects of clubs, how to keep members happy, why members move on and the benefits of membership, running activities and so on. I'd like to talk a bit about taking your club into the future. There are many things for a club to consider when looking at the club's future. One of these is the purpose of the club. Why are we here? There's usually a clause in the club's constitution describing the objects of the club. Have you looked at those lately? Are the objects of your club still relevant? To make a ridiculous example, let's say your club is called the Dodo Fancier and Breeding Society. It's been around for 150 years and the main object of the club is breeding dodos. Do you see a problem there? So, what does the Dodo Breeding Society do about it? They could dissolve the society, then all pack up and go home, or they could revise their objects and choose to breed some other species less likely to cease to exist. The same should be done at your club. Take a look at what your constitution says is your reason for existing, and if it's no longer relevant to the times or membership or anything really, then it's time to revisit your club's objectives. And while you're at it, you might want to be talking about building a plan for the future of your club. I'm Bob VK6POP.
The Hills Amateur Radio Group is having a field day and you're invited. HARG is having a day in the park at the Bill Shaw Reserve on Saturday the 27th November to work the VHF, UHF and WWFF field days. Come along and join in the fun as it is free. We will be meeting up at 12 noon at the Bill Shaw Reserve, situated on the corner of Grove and Canning Roads, Wollaston, just 5 minutes from the HARG Club Rooms. Lunch is available from the famous Wally Deli, just across the road from the park. They have a great selection of fresh food and drinks at very reasonable prices. You can find more information on the HARG Facebook and web pages. The website is harg.org.au. Again, the Hills Amateur Radio Group Field Day is at the Bill Shaw Reserve, corner of Grove and Canning Roads, Wollaston. And it's on Saturday the 27th November from 12 noon onwards. So we hope to see you there. This story is from Andy, VK6HQ, Publicity and Promotions Manager of HARG.
My name is Jeff Hart-Davies, VK6 Hotel Delta, and I'm president of the Peel Amateur Radio Group. And on behalf of my fellow PARG committee member and colleague, Mark, VK2KI, I'd like to thank you for an opportunity to introduce the Peel Amateur Radio Group, which was formed in 1982 to bring amateur radio and electronic enthusiasts together. Following consultation with the Margaret River Tourism Association and the Cape's Lighthouse Amateur Group, a number of PARG members activated PARG 1, one of our mobile command and communication trailers at Cape Naturalist Lighthouse for the 2020 International Lighthouse Weekend. Based on the success of this event, and perhaps the fun we had doing it, a number of members decided to activate both the North Mole Light in Fremantle and the Gilderton Lighthouse north of Perth for this year's 2021 Lighthouse Weekend. Paul, VK6 Lima Lima, and David, VK6 Foxtrot Alpha Alpha Zulu, activated the North Mole Light, with PARG 1 using a rotatable dipole and also an N-fed ZEP. Being in such a prominent position, they attracted many visitors, including some from other Perth-based radio clubs. Jerry, VK6 Lima Juliet Charlie, and myself, VK6 Golf Hotel Delta, activated the Gilderton Lighthouse north of Perth, and we had a bewildering array of portable equipment antennas, including a couple of Yaesu FT817s, an ICOM 706 Mark 2G, an inverted V, a 20-40-80 linked dipole, a 38-metre N-fed ZEP, a vertical squid pole, horizontal dipole on a squid pole, and a vertical screwdriver. And, of course, this all attracted a number of visitors, including at least one other local operator, David, VK6 November Romeo Alpha. Notwithstanding the conditions were very ordinary on the day, both stations managed to work a number of VK stations, including the Cape Lewin Lighthouse Group, and in addition, some DX, including South Africa and Italy. And a great day was had by all. Plans are already in place to activate several more lights for the Lighthouse Weekend in 2021. Mark.
So for a number of years, PARG has been running a two-hour sprint session on HF bands and VHF, and also on our on mesh network. We call it the Birthday Bash, and it coincided with a club birthday some years ago when we started running it. But anyway, we're going to run another one this year. It'll be held in November, so and we haven't exactly sorted the dates, or we haven't sorted the dates exactly. So either way, keep an eye on the PARG website for more information about the PARG Peel Amateur Radio Group Birthday Bash. Jeff.
If you're interested in hearing more about us or joining in any of our activities, please visit our website at www.parg.org.au. Once again, thank you on behalf of Mark, VK2KI, and myself, Jeff, VK6HD, and we look forward to welcome you to join us on any of our activities. Thank you.
This is NewsWest from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
At last week's open forum, after the WA Amateur Radio News AGM, there was a discussion about the need for input from the wider amateur radio community into NewsWest content and programs. A broader base of contributors would make the news more relevant and varied in content and opinion. A starting point for encouraging more contributions would be to run the News Hound training course, which is a half-day course that teaches participants how to write and record a story. The course deals with use of language, creating flow and logical sequence in the story. There's tuition in using software to record and edit a story, as we use Audacity, which is powerful, free software which runs on Windows, Apple and Linux platforms. You'll even learn tips and tricks to make your recording sound professional. NewsHound only runs for about 4 hours and can be run anywhere. With enough interest, we could conduct the course in the northern and southern suburbs. NewsHound will give you a set of skills that you can build on, enabling you to record interesting stories that sound good. WA Amateur Radio News will announce course dates and locations soon.
NCRG will be holding its annual car boot sale on Sunday the 21st of November, starting at 9 a.m. The car boot sale will be held at the club station at Whiteman Park off Nangara Road. We welcome anyone wishing to set up a table. Tables will be provided. Vendors pay $5 each and buyers pay a gold coin donation on entry. NCRG will be selling off some of its surplus gear. DX Radio Systems will be in attendance with some stock from Bushcom and Tet Mtron is also available for sale on the day. And of course you'll be able to see their ICOM and Flex Radio product lines on display as well. In addition, we'll be providing a couple of tours of the club facility to anyone wishing to see this great club station. So, start saving your beer coupons and bag yourself a bargain at the NCRG Car Boot Sale, 21st of November at 9 a.m.
Well, this is all about the WAV8JEF group. They did send a file for recording, but the wrong one. So let's just cobble something together off their website. This group was formed in 1955, so it's been around for a while. And over the years, the group has built up and maintained a network of radio beacons in WA. The group operates out of Wireless Hill in Ardross, and the meetings are on the fourth Monday of the month, except December, and all radio amateur operators and interested people are welcome. The WAVHF group is based in Perth and is the single largest licence holder and operator of terrestrial VHF, UHF and SHF beacons in Australia. So if you want to know more about the WAVHF group, just look at their website, and I've already said the name, WAVHFgroup, all one big long word, .org.au. Or just ask Uncle Google to find West Australian VHF Group.
You are listening to VK6 ARN.
On Saturday of last weekend, about 20 members and guests attended the annual general meeting of WA Amateur Radio News at the Gidgeganup Recreation Club. In his president's report, Andrew spoke about the growing success of News West. He thanked Bob as producer and all those involved in producing, transmitting and callbacks of the broadcast, regrets about having to postpone Perth Tech yet again, and hopes for 2022. Andrew spoke of the need for a succession plan for News West production, reminding the meeting that Bob has expressed a wish to stand aside as producer, and as yet there are no heirs or successors. Andrew gave some history and facts about the WIA and its poor relationship with and attitude towards WAARN. It's clearly the desire of WAARN for the WIA to be successful. However, in order for that to happen, the WIA needs to curtail the spiteful persecution and exclusion of WAARN and other organisations and become functional itself. The Treasurer's report was probably the smallest ever presented to an AGM in a while. There was very little movement in the account in the financial year due to the postponement of Perth Tech and raffle in that year, and most payments fell outside of the financial year. The club is in a sound financial position and operating costs are low. News West continues to be successful, and this is attributed to the editorial policy of being about amateur radio and relevant to or of interest to Western Australians. We do need more involvement and engagement from the wider amateur radio community, both in provision of content and joining the team. The management team for WA Amateur Radio News is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, President; Bob, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Oscar Papa, Secretary; Eddie, VK6 Yankee Alpha, Treasurer. Committee members are Glyn, VK6 Papa Alpha Whiskey, Kevin, VK6 Foxtrot Kilo Alpha Papa, and Michael, VK6 Kilo Mike Sierra. Members and guests were thanked for their attendance and all adjourned for lunch, coffee, a chat and the raffle draw.
Do you want to have excellent food and drink with scintillating conversation all for $20? Or are you just at a loose end at noon on Wednesdays? If so, why not join Prawnheads, the Perth Radio and Wireless Noodle House Eating and Discussion Society at You and I Restaurant in Northbridge at the CBD. We meet there most Wednesdays, but occasionally we get out of town. So if you're not a regular and you want to come along, let us know via the Prawn Heads Facebook page so that we can confirm the venue for the following week. This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, on behalf of the regular diners.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, with this month's Club Focus submission for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. NCRG will be holding its annual car boot sale on Sunday the 21st of November, starting at 9 a.m. The car boot sale will be held at the club station at Whiteman Park off Nangara Road. We welcome anyone wishing to set up a table. Tables will be provided. Vendors pay $5 each and buyers pay a gold coin donation on entry. We had a major working bee last Sunday to drop our monster Ultrabeam Yagi using a 135-ton crane and welding new brackets to prevent the antenna from ever turning on that pole again. Big thanks from the contest operators to the team that carried out this work in a single day so we can compete in the CQ Worldwide this weekend. By the time you hear this, we'll be in the thick of the CQ Worldwide contest. Keep an eye out for VK6 November, our new contest-only call sign issued this past week. We'll be burning in a bunch of budding contest operators so we can get even more competitive as a team. We are continuing our tech nights on the second Tuesday evening of each month. This month's presentation will be on Steve, Stu, Barry and Andrew's remote station as well as a club remote. The presentation will commence at 7:30 p.m. at the club station. Last month we held a fireside chat style presentation on Contesting 101, focused on the CQ Worldwide contest. We're now in the early planning stages of refurbishing the 20-metre monoband Yagi and designing a new 15-metre monoband Yagi and tower to replace the one we lost around 3 years ago. More on this in the coming months. The club meets informally each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. and formally on the fourth Sunday morning of each month starting at 10 a.m. New and prospective members and visitors are always welcome.
The Southern Electronics Group, SEG, is pleased to announce the long-awaited next Manjimup Ham Feast, which has been scheduled for Monday the 15th of November 2021. For those who haven't been before, the Manjimup Ham Feast is a pub lunch for radio enthusiasts held at the friendly Quinanup Tavern, a small former mill town approximately 30 kilometres south of Manjimup. The food is great, drinks are cold, and the company is excellent. Friends and partners are also very welcome. The start time for Ham Feast is 11 o'clock. The Quinanup Tavern is located at 1222 Wheatley Coast Road, Quinanup, and can be accessed via Southwest Highway or Muir Highway. The legendary Ham Feast raffle will also be held on the day, and some great prizes can be won. For those coming from Albany, Mount Barker, Katanning, Perth, or most other places, Manjimup Quinanup can be reached in 2 to 3 hours travel time. For those that wish to stay a bit longer, there is a caravan park at Quinanup, and accommodation can also be found in nearby Manjimup, Pemberton, and Northcliffe. It's better if you can pre-order your meals to help the chef to have sufficient supplies on hand and to prepare and deliver the meals in a timely manner on the day. Rob has attached the Quinanup Tavern menu to an email to the WA Hams list, and it will also be on the SEG website. Meals can be selected on the day, but there are no guarantees if not pre-ordered. First important point. Those attending are requested to email Rob with their meal choices and to confirm their attendance so he can prepare a spreadsheet for the chef. Please have your orders with Rob by 8 a.m. Tuesday the 9th of November 2021 at the latest. Second important point. When you arrive at the Ham Feast day, please attend at the bar and let the staff know your call sign and name, and they will take your payment for your meals. The chef is aiming to serve meals between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m, but with upwards of 45 people expected, this equates to one meal cooked and served every 90 seconds, so please be patient. Rob and the SEG look forward to hearing from you soon and seeing you at Quinanup on the 15th of November 2021. Thanks to Rob, VK6 Lima Delta.
Christmas came early for Australian amateur radio contesters with the implementation of 2x1 call signs. 2x1 call signs have a one-letter suffix. For example, VK6A. There's a couple of hundred Australian amateurs running around like a dog with two tails, and many have received their 2x1 calls just in time for this week's major CQWW contest. Next week is the contesting edition of News West, so we'll bring you news of contests coming up and perhaps stories about contesting. We say perhaps because there may not be any of those stories unless the people who do the contesting actually tell their stories. We've often heard the cry that we need more entrants in contests, especially the Aussie contests. So, if you're an Aussie contester, you can actually do something to encourage others to join in the fun. Your story can be anything to do with contesting, from something instructional or inspirational to a story about the goings-on of a particular contest. You see, the things that you do may seem pretty ordinary to you, but when you tell your stories, it informs and encourages others. You can send your story as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net, and we need it by noon Friday, please.
Ham College had a busy foundation weekend with 9 students, and this is really the maximum number we can cope with to allow individual attention. We were really pleased to have a family group with 2 young people, and this has reminded us that death by PowerPoint may satisfy the oldies amongst us, but isn't the way to instill adult learning into younger people. Thanks to Randall, VK6WR, the assessment day went smoothly, and results are keenly awaited. The College Beacon, VK6RIB, on 145.575 MHz, is in the final stages of testing. Please listen out and give us signal reports. Our next planned foundation course and assessment days are in early December, and expressions of interest can be made at hamcollege.org.au. If you're distant to Perth and wish to study or undergo assessment, this can be easily arranged without travel. All you have to do is let us know on our website, hamcollege.org.au. That address again, hamcollege.org.au.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Good morning. Yes, it's me again, Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 31st of October 2021. I have quite a bit to get through this morning, so I won't dilly-dally. Today, first off the rank, is wanted to buy a CW filter to suit a Yaesu Fox Tango 817 transceiver, filter such as a Yankee Fox 122 Charlie or a Yankee Fox 122 Charlie November would fit the bill nicely, says Mark. If you can help him, please contact him by phone or SMS on following number 0418 161773. Again, that number 0418 161773. Next item also wanted is a 10 to 12 metre squid pole, several needed, there's 4 needed in fact, for a multi-band Moxon wire beam antenna. If you could help Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, on 0408-688-903, 0408-688-903, or email to vk6bravo sierra alpha at iinet.net.au, looking for 4 squid poles. Next wanted from VK6 Fox Romeo Lima Romeo, and he's looking for a diamond Charlie Papa 6 Sierra HF vertical antenna, 80 metres and all the radios, traps, etc. Must be in good working order. Charlie Papa 6 Sierra HF vertical antenna, and the cash is waiting. Please contact VK6 Fox Romeo Lima Romeo. He can be contacted on 0439997863. Again, the 0439997863. Also wanted is an 8-pin DIN lead for an AT897 antenna tuner. It's a Mauser part number 808-Kilo Mike Delta-8 Papa. It's a DIN lead, 8-pin male, goes from the radio, I'm not sure what radio it is, Yaesu, and to an AT897 tuner. If you can help Kim or let him know where he can get one, 0414-328-225 is his number. 0414-328-225. Thank you. Okay, we now come to the first of our for sales today. We have a Kenwood Tango Sierra 50 HF radio in good condition. It's a Kenwood TS50, includes power cable, microphone, and a hard carrying case, priced at $750 or best offer. Phone Neville, VK6 Juliet Delta Whiskey. His phone number is 0439 197 450. Again, 0439 197 450. Now I have a list of items from the state of Les VK6 Echo Bravo. There's a Fox Tango 1000 Mark 5 200 watt HF transceiver, power supply Yaesu MD100 desk microphone, and all the original boxes, $1,500. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango Victor 1000 transferter, 50 megs 200 watt suit, Fox Tango 1000 Mark 5 box and cables available, $500. There's an ICOM 756 HF transceiver with matching SP21 speaker, ICOM power supply, ICOM SM8 desk microphone, original boxes, $900. A Bird 43 watt meter with 1K 50 watt and 10 watt elements, $500 for that Bird watt meter. A Cushcraft Mike Alpha 5 Bravo HF antenna, 3 element beam, 10 meters, 12 meters, 15, 17 and 20 meter bands, $700. There's a Yaesu Golf 650 rotator and controller, $550. A power supply, 30 amp solid state, $150. ICOM Sierra Papa 20 speaker, $150. A Morse key, high mound, Hotel Kilo 708, $50. A Bird dummy load, 1 kilowatt continuous, model 8833, $500. And more to follow. If you're interested in any of those items, please contact David on 0419 163077. That's the deceased estate from VK6 Echo Bravo. Phone number again, 0419 163077. And finally today we have a Raycal receiver, a Raycal or Rackel if you prefer, Romeo Alpha 17 working and spare radio for that RA17 and a spare RA17, $500. Also a 19 inch rack heavy duty from a old NDB transmitter, $100 for that. Phone Charlie, VK6 Alpha Charlie Foxtrot on 0419 964 589, 0419 964 589. Or you can go email Delta Oscar Charlie November Alpha Delta India November at bigpond.net.au. again, Delta Oscar Charlie November Alpha Delta India November at bigpond.net.au. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening, and had to rush through a little bit, but we'll get there in the end. This is Perth Base. No, it's not. VK6 X-ray Victor now off and clear. 73s.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the news crew, Jeff, Roy, Mike, and Andrew. And thanks to club contributors. What a great effort you all made this week. Thanks to the broadcasters and everyone else involved in putting the news to air every week. There's lots happening in amateur radio land in VK6 for the rest of the year. It would have to take a teenager to say, "There's nothing to do, I'm bored." Have you seen the solar flux index lately? Over 100. How long since it's been there? So guess what? With the chance of catching good conditions, the best thing you can do after the callbacks is to get on air and make some noise.